This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Whether we're ready for it or not, whether, depending on where you're coming from, whether you want it to or not, a greener economy is coming. New factories are going up from Tucson to Pensacola to Rochester to build electric vehicles and batteries, wind turbines and solar panels, and all the associated infrastructure. There are also billions of federal dollars on offer for green technology. But that money could go wanting if there's not a labor force at the ready. Millions of workers, for many of whom these are going to be brand new careers and jobs that they are going to need training for fast. Emily Jones from WABE and Grist explains how Georgia is educating its growing green workforce.
In a warehouse near Savannah, Georgia, a series of long tables hold the innards of several car seats.
They're different stages of deconstruction.
Roger Brown is with Quick Start, the state's workforce training program.
So this is just the base.
At the start of the line is an unidentifiable collection of frames, connectors, hinges, and tracks. But as you go along, the assembly gets more complete, till you can recognize that with some upholstery, this would be the front seat of a car. It's all to help teach Georgia workers.
They're going to learn how to assemble and install these seating systems that will go into the IONIQ 6.
The IONIQ 6 is Hyundai's electric car that will eventually be built at the company's new Meta plant about an hour away. But until that factory is constructed, no other company is manufacturing EVs in this area. So some of Hyundai's new employees will first come here to learn how to do their job. Many workers will be changing careers entirely.
Imagine they came from, say, a McDonald's or some retail industry.
Brandon Chadwick is a training coordinator here.
They can come here and we will get them up to speed so that they can be automotive manufacturing professionals.
The state of Georgia funds the Quick Start program. In 2023, the state put $95,000 toward the program, but that doesn't include things like faculty salaries. For Georgia, it's a way to attract new manufacturers. And for decades, the program has set up training like this for new factories all over the state. Brown says other states have emulated this model. Quick Start also teaches workers for solar panel manufacturer, Q-Cells. That company is expanding, so the program is training even more people.
They have an experience as if we brought them in into our factory and onboarded them.
Lisa Nash is the head of HR at the Q-Cells Georgia factories. She says the program is especially important during a ramp-up when the company is hiring hundreds of new people at once and the factory is still under construction. Nash says without Quick Start,
I would never be able to train the volume of people. It would have delayed our ramp-up significantly.
Delays aren't just bad for the company's bottom line. The race to cut carbon emissions to fight climate change is urgent, and solar panels and electric vehicles are essential. Quick Start gives Georgia a leg up, at least in manufacturing. And the program gives a leg up to individual workers like Robert Howie, too. He used to work in carpet manufacturing.
I was pretty nervous coming into the solar industry. I had no idea about the process or how the solar panel was even made.
Howie says making carpet was a good job, but Quick Start trained him for work at Q-Cells, where he makes more money, and he plans to stay.
The solar became my career.
Howie's since been promoted at Q-Cells, and now he's helping Quick Start train Georgia's new crop of clean energy workers. In Port Wentworth, Georgia, I'm Emily Jones for Marketplace.